Okay, we're live. I was literally just saying this is the first time I've had everyone here on time, and then my camera turned off. So that's why we're late. It's all John's fault. So I got welcome back to Around the Whiteboard, sponsored by Beyond the Whiteboard. You can go to All in One. Sorry, you can go to Beyond the Whiteboard, btwb.com/all-in-one. And you can have a look at, if I can bring it up there, where is that going to go? Nowhere. Brilliant. It doesn't even come up on the screen. That absolutely fantastic. I wonder if I do that. There we go. So you can have a go of their premier all-in-one, and their decade of dedication to the community has built trust. And this, as Sousa so eloquently put it a few weeks ago, and I can't get it out of my head, is called white loving. Which I just thought was remarkable, because like you've got white labeling. So white loving is like they pull on the gloves, they Vaseline up their finger. I'm sure they love me saying using this metaphor. They Vaseline up their finger, they have a quick check of your prostate, and they move all your clients over on the new software. So all their payment details, all that kind of stuff moves over, migrates, so you don't have to worry about it. And I'm really sorry to everyone up beyond the whiteboard for using that analogy. That was... It just got away from me. All right, so we've got Thibaut, who is like God of GoWad. He's the one of the founders and the CEO. Okay, I knew it was three letters.
I prefer God.
Okay, God of GoWad. GoGod. We've got Vakey, who's over in... Oh my God, what happened? He's over in Australia. He's fresh out of his ice bath. I guess as a pointless endeavor on trying to improve his chances at doing well. I honestly don't understand it, but we'll see if it improves anything. I've got John Young, who has been silent since he came on because he's told me his book report for when he inevitably loses it. All right. Thank you, fellas, for doing this. I appreciate it. Vicky, you seem to have changed microphone or something. You're gone a lot of ambient
noise. I don't think he can hear us.
Oh,
apparently
not. All it took was John to speak once and he was gone.
Surely I'm not that intimidating.
Yeah, we'll see what he does when you start shouting. Make sure you're nice to everyone. Yeah,
you got a mute button for that reason.
That's true. I'll just kill some time until he comes back. I got a Rodecaster. And there's loads of buttons, look. So I can just throw that in randomly.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
All right. Everything positive was said about you. So we've got three topics. We've got a clock that I need to put on the screen. There's our clock. Can everybody see that? It's very small. So we've got our clock. You got 60 seconds per topic. John, you were going to go last because you were furthest away from me, but now you're going first because you popped into the first slot. So our first topic is, there's been muted whispers about this kind of garage gym affiliate coming up, that it's something that CrossFit might think about doing. And my question for you guys is, first of all, is it a good idea? And if you believe it's a good idea, then who should be eligible for this? And what should the criteria be to be on this payment system rather than the you are just a CrossFit affiliate? So John, you're first. You've got 60 seconds and your time starts now. Off you go.
All right, as far as if it's a good idea or not, I don't know. I feel like we are not going to know that until like a year, until it's been in place and see how it works. I don't know if you can have an opinion on if they should do it or not, but I think as far as who's eligible, I think there has to be two rules for who's eligible. And those rules are you marketing yourself as CrossFit? And then are you making people pay to train them? So if you have people that are training in your garage and you're calling yourself JY CrossFit, that's an affiliate, like for sure. I think you should fall under pay a garage gym affiliate fee. But if you're training people and you call yourself JY CrossFit, but you're not charging people, it's just you and the boys, who cares, right? And then vice versa, if you're training people and you don't call yourself CrossFit, you're not calling yourself CrossFit, you're fine. But if you do those two rules, I think you fall under that you're a gym affiliate in your garage, and absolutely you're eligible. If it's a good idea, I feel like we have to wait to see.
Okay. I'm actually impressed that you kept the time on that one. Maybe we need something more passion inducing for you to really get riled up. All right, Thibaut, you're up. You got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
I think we are in this case with GoWide, actually. We have a garage gym in the office, but we don't call ourselves CrossFit. And I would love to have that CrossFit GoWide or something. The thing is, I wouldn't pay for that. If either it's free and I get it, and it's fine, but I'm not going to train any clients. I'm not going to get any drop-ins. So the question is, if CrossFit allows people to do that, how can they control, you know, if you... I don't know, you have a real membership or something. And I think they don't even control today if someone is using the CrossFit brand for something. So I think it's not doable on the CrossFit side, even though I would love to have my own garage and the gym and the office and like be called CrossFit because I believe in the methodology. So I think requirement should be having a level one, but I don't think it's doable.
Okay. All right, Veiki, you're up. You got 60 seconds. Off you go.
I think it's a terrible idea, and I love garage gyms, but I think the value in being a CrossFit affiliate lies in the coaching. And I think as soon as you get people to come and train in your gym and your garage gym, it's going to become more of a just come and train, we'll do CrossFit.com. You're going to lose out on that coaching aspect, and therefore you'll dilute what CrossFit really is. I think you could also, in the process of doing this, you could actually cannibalize the affiliates, or you could like put them at a disadvantage because people will start to do more workouts out of their own garage gyms and instead of going to the local affiliate. So as someone who's owned an affiliate and now trains out of a garage gym, I think just keep it as it is. I think the model works. And I think just keep supporting affiliates rather than trying to grab more money by doing a garage gym affiliate model as well.
Cool. Nice little dog bark there at the end to punctuate your sentence, Vicky. That was great. Right, John.
That was my dog, so that's rough. But all right. It's rough. Wow. No pun intended.
Right, John, you got 20 seconds rebuttal for sure. Anything. You can build on anything you said, or you can criticize something somebody else said. So you're going until the clock hits 40. Off you go.
All right. For the record, I agree. I don't think you're able to police it at all. But if that's what they're trying to do, I think that's the rules it has to operate by. But I agree with both of you. I don't think it's going to play out very well. Yeah. Other than I agree, I don't really have a rebuttal. I'm just saying that's my point was if they were doing it.
Good stuff. All right, Thibaut, you're up. You've got 20 seconds. Off you go.
Well, I stand by what I said. I just think like CrossFit is like not built as it should, and that it's going to be impossible. So I don't see that being a real thing.
All right, Veiki, you're up. You've got 20 seconds. Off you go.
Yeah, I think the affiliate pricing is still very cheap for the name and for what it is. And so I think, you know, just just run the affiliate the way, I guess, that it's intended to be run. And yeah, let's not try and change, you know, what's working, I think.
All right. God, no arguments or anything. This is just nothing happening.
You should have started with the second question. I have way more passion for that one.
Sorry.
Yes, sir.
It's interesting as well because, like, I actually like I would pay an affiliate if they said, "Hey, you can." I'm just writing in your name, John. If they said to me, "You can affiliate your like this room, and it's going to cost you like $1,000 a year," I'd be like, "Okay, I'll do that." Like, if it's supporting the company, if that money's going to go to helping affiliates and going to go to helping the company, I mean, I guess I'd want assurances that the money is going for things that I wanted to go for. I guess I wouldn't
impossible
want
impossible assurances.
Oh, we're just going to hire another C-suite douche to do whatever. I'd want like, all right, this money's going towards whatever SEO stuff for gyms or, you know, like something like that. But I would pay it if it meant that. And I the reason I don't go to affiliates is because I just don't have time. Yeah, anyway, fuck you guys. Right, so Veiki's on 2, Thibaut's on 1, and White John Young's on 1 as well. All right, Thibaut, you're up first on this one. So our second topic is the Open is what, like 30 days away or something less? Like 2 weeks, 3 weeks? 3 weeks.
37 days away.
37. Okay, I was close the first time. All right. So my question is, how can CrossFit make the Open great again? So what can they do? And I mean, there's kind of open scope on this. You could do like next year, they need to do this and make it matter or whatever. Or you could take it as this year, if they do this, this, and this, it'll be successful for affiliates and for whatever. So Thibaut, you're up first. You got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
No, I think it's a bit too late for this year, but people sign up in the Open, for the Open in affiliates for one reason, because the coaches repeat every day at the beginning of each workout, like, you should sign up for the Open. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a party. And that's the reason why you sign up. But if you don't have the coaches on your side saying that every day, no one's going to sign up. And the truth is, it's actually a 3-week burden for the affiliates and the coaches to organize basically for nothing, because the money goes directly to CrossFit. And so if you want to have a support from the coaches, you need to have an incentive program where affiliates and coaches can get rewarded to have members doing the Open. So I don't know, you can cut a 3%, 2%, 5% going back to the affiliates, and you can, I don't know, have a voucher on their affiliation fee for the next year. And so they maintain their affiliation, something like that.
I'm really tempted to give you an extra point for rolling the R on reward. I thought that was really nice to
Thank you. You
Frenched it up on that one word. It was like reward. I was like, oh fuck, give him a point for that. All right, Bacon, you're up. You've got 60 seconds. Your time starts now. Off you go.
All right, let's start with the Open announcements. First of all, let's not let the athletes or the affiliate owners announce the workouts. Let's bring back Dave Castro, bring back the cornrows, and make a spectacle out of the announcements. Even if Dave doesn't do it, give it to someone like Danny Broflex, and bring back Dan Bailey, let Danny Broflex do the announcements. That's my first point. The second point is, give us 4 scored workouts, even though we're doing 3 weeks of the Open. I like the idea of having a fourth, like a two-part workout, maybe in week three. So yeah, do that, give us 4 workouts. Simplify the floor plans and the standards, like make it easy on the affiliate owners. I think the last few years have been a nightmare for affiliate owners setting up, you know, lines and cones and all sorts. So simplify that. But yeah, like Thibaut said, I think most of the work should have been done the year before. Like, it's a little bit too late now. So they got to start thinking now about next year's Open. Yeah.
I just want to bring up an amazing comment. Not going to lie, these two accents made John Young sound like a prick. I don't know why brick just really hit me. If that had ended in any other noun, I would have just been like, yeah, whatever. But brick really sent me. All right, John, 60 seconds are yours. Your time starts now. Off you go.
All right. Whenever I thought about what would make it successful, I tried to think about what made it successful in 2015 through 2018, because I feel like that was the era where it really started booming. And I agree with Waikiki. You need to bring Dave back. Dave needs to do the announcements. Not Dan Bailey. That's a terrible person to say. No. It's Dave or bust. Okay, bring back the different characters in every announcement. And I'm not even just watching the elite athletes. It's like, bring back like Roe versus Boss. I think people really enjoyed watching those two because it's like a more attainable score. Like, I know I can't do it. The elites are awesome to watch, and I'm not them too specific, but make it some personalities that everybody knows, not two random people from the gym that you're doing it with. I don't care about those people. No offense. I want to see, you know, Brian Friend versus Brian Smith. I want to see JR versus Taylor, or freaking me versus Hiller. Like, you could do a different one every single week. Lauren versus Nicole. I know we'd all make fun of that, you know, and I think that would hype it up more. It would make it grow in the future.
Wow. You're just on a constant upward emotional roller coaster there. That was great. All right, Thibaut, you got 20 seconds rebuttal time. Your time starts now. Off you go.
Besides Dave Castro, I think we should have a proper programming, like standards that are easy to judge, simple workout that you can throw with your friends in your garage. So you get the most participants in, you know, you don't need to go to an affiliate, even though you should. And so I think that's basically like the Open from the old days.
Good stuff. Vakey, you've got 20 seconds. Off you go.
Yeah, just to clarify, definitely not Dan Bailey, but Johnny Broflex. Yeah, that personality. I don't know about seeing Brian Spinn and Brian Friend going head to head.
You would enjoy watching that?
I would enjoy watching you guys against Hiller because I think you get smashed, John.
Depends on the workout, but
depends on the workout. Just has to get the little clarification in. Right, John, you got 20 seconds off. You go.
All right. I mean, I feel like I stand on what I said. Wacky, you should go against Richie. I would enjoy watching that. A couple of vloggers go against each other. I mean, I'm just saying, like, personalities you could change every single week. I think it would make it would hype the open up. In 2025, people would come back for that.
Good stuff. Okay, I need to do some scores. Let's see.
Maybe Sivan go up against Pedro.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Watch that. Or Tebow against Scott Perkins.
You like the blind leading the blind.
Oh, let's go. Whenever you want, dude.
Let's go, Tebow.
Let's go. We should all go see
CEOs versus CEOs, you know?
Yeah, Tebow's like, he's not going to add in the stipulation. It depends what the workout is. He's like, fuck it, I'm in. Like, set it up right now. All right. Let's get rid of that. So we've got Vicky and John are sharing the spoils there on 5. Tebow's on 3. We've got one topic left to go. I'll just have a little peruse of the comments. I actually really like that idea of, like, it'd be very hard to pick people to go head to head. Like, you don't want to pick people that are, everybody's divisive in some kind of way, I guess. But I guess if you just have Dave come out and say it's this person and this person, people are just going to shut up and take it. Like, they're not going to be like, oh, this is stupid, you can't have, but they just need to, like, bring them out on the day and do it and not, like, hype it on Instagram and piss people off by being like, I can imagine the reaction if you say, oh, it's John Young versus Hiller. Half of the CrossFit population are going to be like, fucking bully. Like, they're going to get pissed off. Whereas if you just go out and do it, people will be entertained by it. And if Dave just said, it's this person and this person.
I reckon Danny Spiegel versus Hiller. That hype that up. Ooh. Danny Spiegel versus Hiller.
That's more of a pay-per-view than an open announcement. That's a different beast altogether.
Guaranteed win for Danny as well, because Hiller had spent so much time, like, glancing to see if, is that depth? Like, he'd just be like looking across constantly, like no revving or while doing the workout. Yeah, no, I like that idea of the personalities. I think that's cool. And, like, you could have, you know, the Buttery Bros against Vakey and Craig, or you could have, you know, like, you could make it like just like people with loads of followers, especially people with followers like outside of the CrossFit ecosystem that kind of draw more people in. Anything to just get more people doing is cool. Okay, our last topic. Vakey, you're up first on this one. You got let me just restart that. You got 60 seconds. And my question is it possible for a CrossFit event, a CrossFit competition, Tebow's already shaking his head. Is it possible for a CrossFit competition to be profitable? And the kind of, I guess, underline I gave you guys, or footnote I gave you guys, is if all the sponsors just said, yeah, you know what, we're out, is it possible for a CrossFit competition to be possible without being propped up by sponsors? So Vakey, you're up first. You've got 60 seconds. Off you go.
Absolutely not. So I caught up with the organizers of Torium Pro yesterday. Torium Pro, you know, being regarded as probably the most legit semi-final around. And they assured me that there is no way they can make any money without the sponsors. So I'm assuming you're talking about high-level competitions like Waterpalooza, Dubai, those kind of comps. I think for the local comps, if you can have your own venue and not have to pay for a venue, then sure, you might be able to make some money. But if it's a big scale like the semifinals, yeah, absolutely not. There's just way too many outgoings when it comes to you know, feeding the volunteers and especially the venue hire and everything else that we don't know that goes on behind the scenes. I mean, if you're going to run an ethical event where you feed the volunteers, you have a safe environment for the athletes, something that's enjoyable, I think the cost involved is just too big. Sure, you can be a scumbag and run a, you know, an unethical event, maybe have a money grab, but that event won't last past 1 year. So I would say absolutely not. You can't make it without the sponsors. We need them 100%. Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, John, you're up. You've got 60 seconds and off you go.
No, I think we're all in agreement that you have to have sponsors to make money. I think we're all going to agree about that. But like I tried to think of this from a different point of view. It's like, okay, if you didn't have sponsors, how could you make money? And I think events should dive way harder into merchandising than they do. Like I thought of like how do other sports make money? And like the NFL comes out with a different hoodie every single year. And they give those coaches and players that hoodie ahead of time and they wear them and then people buy it throughout the year. Why not Wadapalooza and Rogue and games? And maybe it's not achievable. GoWad probably knows, but send your clothing line a month ahead of time, have all the athletes wear them and broadcast them on Instagram. Like, and then, but don't make it available online. Say you get a discount rate at the venue and then make it available after the event online. I think people would eat that up. And like you could do all kinds of clothes like that. And I don't know if it makes it profitable, but I do think you can make money like that.
Good stuff. All right, Thibaut, you're up. You've got 60 seconds. Your time starts now. Off you go.
Okay. It is possible, yes, to be profitable. I think Wadapalooza proved it for years. They have 10 years of experience, but it remains the biggest event of the year, and it's even better than CrossFit Games, I believe. The answer is no, you cannot have an event without sponsors. That's impossible. Most events right now are struggling to pay prize money for the athletes. So it looks completely impossible. The thing is, most brands sponsoring CrossFit events are endemic to the CrossFit space, and so they are relatively small. So we are not the Rolex, BMW, and those guys can spend real money. So I think if you want to have a profitable event, you need pay-per-view. You need to have like a maximum of athletes per line per heat, so you can maximize number of athletes like Wadapalooza does, and then try to get as much, you know, reach outside of the CrossFit space to get more sponsors involved.
Good stuff. All right. Who was first? Vakey. So you've got 20 seconds rebuttal time. Off you go.
I think John's idea with the merchandise is a lovely idea, and I applaud him for thinking outside the box, but I just don't think stuff like merchandise is going to be enough for an event to be profitable without sponsors. You know, even running like community events alongside your main competition doesn't seem to be enough, according to the Touring Pro team. So,
All right, John, 20 seconds, off you go. Oh, shit. Hang on, wait 1 second there. Off you go.
I prefaced it with I don't think it makes it profitable. I was just thinking of ways to make money. My rebuttal to Thibaut is, I mean, are there not people already trying to do that? Are we not already trying to reach out to different companies to make more money? How possible is it to do the things that you're saying? I don't think pay-per-views happen.
No, your time's up, John. I fucking knew I'd get to mute you eventually. All right, Thibaut, you got 20 seconds. Your time starts now. Off you go.
To answer to John, so you can make money out of pay-per-view, and Rogue did it. They just provided a new solution to track or to follow your athlete. And so you can do stuff like that where you get behind the scene access and stuff, you know, outside of just watching athletes competing. And I think that selling merchandise is going to be impossible because of spot.
We'll never know why it's impossible because you ran out of time.
Yo, that 20-second clock is ruthless, man. It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's actually really hard. It's hard for me as well because, like, I know that there will be people who stick to the 20 seconds, but I also really want to mute people. So I'm, like, hovering between the two of, like, am I going to need to stop the clock first or mute the person first? All right, Vakey.
Thibaut, do you know how they did financially with that second feed?
I think they got a lot of money from that. The thing with Rogue is that they don't throw this event to make money. This is for them a showcase of who they are, and their brand. Well, so they don't think about money.
They could survive without sponsors because they're just funding it themselves. Oh, yeah.
They don't need sponsors.
Yeah. So that's probably the only competition that could just, if all the brands just suddenly pulled out, Rogue would just be like, let's do two.
Okay.
They also sell the most things, though, out of all of those things. Like, they don't, they have, that's their whole brand is not this competition. That's what I mean. Wadapalooza is their whole brand.
Yeah, they're the only one that, like, they're the only one that's backed by an endemic company to that competition. It's like the same.
Adventures outside of CrossFit.
Maybe that's the key. You only get really successful companies to run competitions. Like, you have to make a certain amount of money each year through a company to be able to be eligible to. That's what you do.
It's like the, it's like, what do you call that? Viability test that they do when people want to drop buy a football club. You have to prove that you're financially viable first, and then you're allowed to do it. Like, but I guess the main reason I'm asking this question, we've got like 5 minutes before my little arbitrary 30 minute cap. Like, there's surely a problem coming here where, like, Thibaut, you kind of alluded to it, where you have all these competitions. There's only so many brands. It's quite a small ecosystem. So then if all these competitions are like, oh, let's get GoWatt to sponsor it, and you're like, well, we're kind of already sponsoring this one, and then we've got that one then, and then so you're out. Then it's like, all right, well, screw it, let's get Playability. And they're like, well, we did Waterpalooza, and then we've got this one. And then, like, then it's like, right, well, there's no more mobility apps that we can use, so who's next? And then once exactly. all the brands are gone, you have this... like the European Championship scenario where they're like, right, let's use next year's registration to pay last year's winners. And then you're just stuck in a Ponzi scheme.
Now you're in a tornado.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like there is a problem coming where there's only so much money to go around. And like, what's the benefit? So say for GoWatt, how much of a benefit is it? How much of that is charity, and how much of a benefit is it for GoWatt to sponsor an event? Like, how much of it is just like a write-off, and how much of it is like, hey, this is really good for us?
It depends on the event, and it depends on how many years you've been involved with the event. So first year is always, you know, if you get more visibility, you reach a new market. So you might get profitable, but then after that, it's more about, you know, getting in this space, like being with the community and activating and just, it's not, we know we won't break even this year at the games. We know that, and it's fine. I mean, we have a budget for that, but we cannot spend $1 million with the games. I would love to, because it would mean that we do, you know, 20 or 30 million a year, but we can't. And so all of us brands are trying to maximize our benefit. It's the goal, but we also want to help CrossFit to grow. So, but there is a limit where, because the CrossFit space isn't growing that fast, well, we cannot spend more. So I think having G-Shock, like these type of part, or even Momentous, you know, brands that are outside of the box, outside of CrossFit, might actually help us, you know, reaching a new audience thanks to them, and maybe bring more money, because G-Shock is, you know, pretty big. But no, like most events where we're going is like because we love the community, or we sponsor the French Hoedown because we love the French Hoedown and we've been there for years, but not because we want to make money.
Yeah, well, thanks.
end on a bad note there. a depressing note.
No, it's not. It's not a bad note. It's just like, it's the truth. It's like, it's marketing in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, just some comments there. So Corey says, hit the like button. I feel like my camera keeps jumping, but I'm not sure if you guys can see it or if only I can see it. But yeah, here Nick says, tell us how much GoWatt makes. There are more equipment.
Not companies.
There are more equipment companies at Rogue. Yeah, but like if you walk into any CrossFit gym in the world, chances are you will see something like a rig, a wall ball, a dumbbell, like a change plate, something belonging to Rogue. You can't say that about any other company, really. It's remarkable, like what they've done. It's insane. Has this been the most international around the whiteboard? John, have you ever been out of the United States?
Yeah.
Please say yes.
Yeah, I've been to Mexico.
Ah, that doesn't count.
I don't think so. No, but once Rogue is in Scotland, like I'll probably head out there. You know.
Yeah, that's cool. Someone said. Oh, no, that was for a different competition in Scotland. But Taylor was like, oh, I'll stay in Pedro's house and go to that. And then the guy was like, that's a different country. That's Ireland. And it's a all right. So our scores at the end of that. Mike John Young takes it on Let's 8. Thibaut gets 5 and Vicky gets 7. John, I actually genuinely, the merchandise thing swung me, and I know it's not going to make a competition profitable. I was like, how the fuck has nobody thought of doing that before? Of like exclusively doling it out to the people that are going to the event, saying you have to wear this at registration or on day one or whatever, and then plastering it all over the place, and then you have to be here to buy it. So then people are going to buy tickets to go there to buy the stuff. People that are at it are going to say, fuck, I really want this because it gives FOMO to other people who haven't been here. People that aren't there get FOMO. And then when it goes up online a week later, there's a fucking scramble to get it where it's like, oh shit, I want that. Once you don't make it really obviously, what would you call it? Like time sensitive. Like once you don't have like a, you know, like Miami 2024 written on it. Because then people would be like, what the, what am I going to do with that in, or like January 2024, it's like, what am I going to do with that in March? Or like some like ridiculous colorway or something. And it's like, great, where am I going to wear that? But if you have something that's just like subtly done towards that specific, like if Rogue did like Rogue Invitational and like a little stitched on Scottish flag or something, people would lap that shit up. And then sell it online later on. Like that sold me, to be honest.
You think people are gonna travel like take a flight, hotel for a t-shirt?
No, but if they're there, they'll buy it. And then the people that aren't there, and if there's someone who's sitting on the fence who's like, oh, maybe I'll go. Like I'm like maybe like today I'm thinking I'll go, tomorrow I'm thinking I won't go. That might not be. I mean, they're a pretty soft push if that's all it takes. But it might be enough to just push them over the line and say, oh fuck it, I'll go then. I'll go and buy 10 of those t-shirts and bring them back to my affiliate or whatever. I just thought it was a good idea. It's my show, Tebow. Fuck off, right?
I kind of like Tebow.
I'm just reacting, you know.
Yeah, I got shot down hard by both of you guys were like, nah, that's not it.
I said, I said it was impossible, and then you mute me. You muted me, so you will never know. You'll never know.
I can't believe John won that on merchandise.
If anyone was ever worried about my my integrity or my buyability on this show, Tebow sponsors the main show. So like,
he sponsors the Spin Show too. So which is
this could actually be suicide for me to be like, you lose, but here we are.
We'll talk about it later. It's fine.
Yeah, it's like Tebow's like, you didn't put that in past tense. Why did you not put that in? I sponsored. It's past tense. It's over. All right, John. So you've got 30 seconds to talk about whatever you want. Off you go.
Ah, thank you for having me on. Get over here. There we go. If anybody is into getting stronger or they want help getting strong, I do personal training, strength training program for anybody who wants. Just go to @JYBarbell on Instagram and DM me. Other than that, all right, Will, you could use some JY Barbell. Have you looked in the mirror lately, man? You look like Christian Bale from The Machinist, okay? I calmed down with that.
Also, if you go to Facebook Marketplace, that bicycle in the background there in John's room is going to be up there in about 20 minutes. So if you want to join JY Barbell, you can do that. Or if you want to buy a proper bike, you can go on to Facebook Marketplace. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate all your time. This t-shirt is cool. That's Chase and Bill's OG. I think you have one of these as well, John, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can order that. I don't have the website off the top of my head, but ogculture.com, I think, or if you go to Chase's Instagram. Next week is John's boss, Brian Spinn, Vakey's boss, Matt O'Keefe, and shit, who's the other person? Such a professional. Dallin Pepper. So Dallin Pepper.
Go with athlete.
Yeah, Matt O'Keefe, friend of GoWad.
I hope Dallin wins that one.
And Brian Spinn. They're up next. If anyone has any suggestions of stuff that you'd like us to debate on the show, you can just keep them to yourself because it's my show. I don't care. No, if you want to send them to me, I'll take it. Bakey, thank you. Tebow, thank you. John, thank you. I'll see you on Valentine's Day, John, for the semifinal. You're through to the semifinal.
Are you going to semifinals?
No, for this, the semifinal.
Oh,
for this.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Sounds good. Sounds good. Oh, no. Sorry. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Listen,